Hello everybody, George here, and today I thought I'd talk about the somewhat new Audioboo app. I think I've had this thing for a little better than 2 weeks now, and I've been playing around with it, and by and large I quite like it. There's a lot more information available. I like the movability, the tabs and so forth, the way they're set up. Took a little bit to figure out some of the dynamics to it. For instance, how to record into a channel. Found out you have to go under, once you're looking at the channel, you have to go under options. But even just to find channels in there now is quite nice. The addition of categories is also pretty good. And I'm a little vague on some of this because now it's been long enough since I've had the old app that it's not quite as A to B. But I would like to discuss a couple of concerns, and I'm going to try to keep this short because one of the concerns deals with longer boos, since I'm sort of leaning towards it, I'm going to talk about it. I've experienced that with a longer boo. When I record it, the recording is quite good. I can still do that, and I can proceed to save and upload. But when it's uploading, it goes to a certain point. I think I've been able to get it to go to 86% consistently, and then it will return to queued for upload and stay there. And I've tried resetting the app and even the entire phone to try to get this to work. And I thought it was perhaps my cellular data being in and out and so forth, because I'd had a few other difficulties that day. But I even went to a good quick Wi-Fi at a coffee shop that I trust, and I still did the same exact thing. Went to 86%, much faster, mind you, but still went back to queued for upload. And the funny thing is, when it presents you with that queued for upload, if I swipe up or down, I can get to default or delete. And I tried this a number of times. And it also, when it got to this stage, it was, these things upload sequentially. So I'd had another boo that I wanted to send off, which was a short one. And it couldn't go until the first one went. So the only way around it was that I deleted the boo. Had the options of default and delete, and went ahead and deleted the boo, and of course then it's been working relatively properly. That's the first time I've had that, ever. And hopefully the last. But I thought I'd mention it. Another concern is, I like the download feature. And I did try it. I downloaded several boos whilst I was hooked up to Wi-Fi, such that I wouldn't be using my cellular data. The trouble was that I had an awful time navigating through the list of these boos. My voiceover would get sort of stuck. When I'm moving through past boards and then into the boos, it would get stuck on boards. And I could sort of get around it if I could remember where, or figure out where things were on the screen and actually be accurate enough to tap them, the specific boos, but I couldn't sort of swipe through them one after another, and that was sort of annoying, and since then I haven't been inclined to use that particular feature. Another thing that I ran into was if I took the trouble to tag a boo, I found that I could do all of the entering of the information, but I couldn't get to the, I couldn't get rid of my keyboard in order to get the other controls working. So I literally had to save the boo and then re-enter it in order to upload it, because the upload controls were not accessible. I had the QWERTY keyboard from entering title and so forth, that wouldn't go away. And like I said, the only way to get rid of it was to cancel out of it and save. Just a second here. Apologies on that, I said it wrong. It was the save delete that I had to do rather than cancel. But yes, I was actually having to go through and save the Boo in order to publish it, which I suppose isn't too bad. It's just an extra step that I'm not accustomed to. But that only occurs if you use the tags, or what they call description. And I think that covers everything. As I say, I like the new features of the app. There's some good ideas here. A few kinks, I suppose, to work out, but I mean, with everything, that's common. But yeah, I like the layout. I love having the channels on there. I love being able to add categories if you decide to categorize your Boo right then. It's nice to be able to assign it right from the app. So that's always good. Anyway, I think that's all for now, and we'll talk to you later. Bye for now, and thanks for listening.